Yael, what's the difference between a hard-shelled blue crab and a soft-shelled blue crab?
Is this a trick question, Don?
I'll give you a hint. It has to do with a crab's skeletal system.
Skeletal system? You've got me there. I know that crabs, like other crustaceans, periodically molt. That is, the crab sheds its hard shell and forms a new one. But I don't have a clue as to what that means about its skeletal system.
Well, I'll tell you. When a blue crab sheds its hard shell, its exoskeleton, it has to wait about a week for the new shell to harden. Before that happens, this outer layer of tissue is too soft and flexible to transmit muscle contractions as it did and will do again when the crab's new shell hardens. And yet these creatures are somehow still able to move about, even immediately after molting.
How is that possible?
It's possible using a hydrostatic skeleton. Many animals, such as worms, rely on hydrostatic skeletons all their lives. What this means is that muscle contractions are transmitted through an incompressible fluid. Immediately after molting, the hydrostatic pressure inside crabs jumps significantly higher, allowing the crabs to use this pressure to move their muscles. While the hydrostatic skeleton isn't so remarkable in itself, what is remarkable is that the crab alternates between using the two kinds of skeletons. Scientists suspect that crabs probably aren't the only ones to do this and plan to investigate the skeletal systems of other creatures that molt.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org, where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.